Email, Clapper refused Trump request to say P-tape story is bogus. By Aaron Klein on May 17, 2019. The text of emails buried in a footnote in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report reveals that President Trump asked disgraced ex-FBI Director James Comey and former Director of National Intelligence and Trump critic James Clapper to publicly refute the infamous Steele dossier after the discredited charges were first leaked to the news media. Clapper refused Trump's request, the emails reveal. Trump's requests to Comey and Clapper were in response to media leaks about the dossier. The first leak was a CNN January 10, 2017 report exposing classified briefings to Trump and Barack Obama about the dossier. Those briefings were presented by Comey, Clapper, CIA Director John Brennan and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers. Following the CNN report, the full dossier document was published hours later by BuzzFeed. He, Trump, asked if I could put out a statement. He would prefer, of course, that I say the documents are bogus. Which, of course, I can't do, Clapper wrote to Comey in a January 11, 2017 email. He called me at 5 yesterday and we had a very similar conversation, Comey wrote back to Clapper one day later. It was not clear why Clapper would not at least put out a public statement calling into question the Steele charges related to alleged collusion or discredited claims about a P-tape involving Trump, none of which had been verified by the FBI. Indeed, the FBI at that time possessed information calling Steele's claims and the origins of the dossier into question. Comey himself previously admitted in testimony that he pushed back against a request from Trump, made during an Oval Office meeting, to possibly investigate the origins of the unsubstantiated claims made in the infamous anti-Trump dossier. Comey recounted, "I replied that he should give that careful thought because it might create a narrative that we were investigating him personally, which we weren't, and because it was very difficult to prove a negative." Yet Comey did not inform Trump at the time that the FBI chief personally cited the dossier as evidence in 3 successful FISA applications signed by Comey himself to obtain warrants to spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. The first was signed in October 2016. The second and third were renewal applications since a FISA warrant must be renewed every 90 days. In his classified briefing to Trump on the dossier charges, there is no record indicating that Comey informed the politician that the document, authored by former British spy Christopher Steele, was produced by the controversial Fusion GPS firm. Bruce Orr, a career Justice Department official, admitted in testimony released in March that he informed the FBI that the anti-Trump dossier was tied to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Orr testified that he further warned his FBI superiors that the dossier information was likely biased against Trump and that he thought Steele was desperate that Trump not be elected. Orr revealed that he spoke to the FBI about the role of Fusion GPS in producing the dossier, and informed the agency that his wife, Nellie Orr, worked at the time for Fusion GPS. Critically, Orr said that he transmitted all of that information in the time period before the FBI under Comey certified the FISA application to obtain a warrant to conduct surveillance on Carter Page, a former advisor to President Trump's 2016 campaign. Comey signed the first FISA application in late October 2016. The emails between Comey and Clapper, meanwhile, came on the heels of the January 10, 2017 news media leaks about the dossier. On January 10, CNN was first to report the leaked information that the controversial contents of the dossier were presented during classified briefings inside classified documents presented one week earlier to then-President Obama and President-elect Trump by Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and Rogers. Comey reportedly briefed Trump alone on the most salacious charges in the dossier. Prior to CNN's report leaking the Comey briefing to Trump, which was picked up by news agencies worldwide, the contents of the dossier had been circulating among news media outlets, but the sensational claims were largely considered too risky to publish. All that changed when the dossier contents were presented to Obama and Trump during the classified briefings. In other words, Comey's briefings themselves and the subsequent leak to CNN about those briefings by multiple U.S. officials with direct knowledge seem to have given the news media the opening to report on the dossier's existence as well as allude to the document's unproven claims. Following the CNN report, BuzzFeed published the full Steele dossier. Deep State Blame Game, Comey, Clapper, Brennan Spar over who pushed Pete dossier as credible intel. The Comey Clapper email exchange cited in the Mueller report may take on more relevance now that Comey, Brennan and Clapper are the subjects of a dispute over which top Obama administration officials advocated for the infamous Steele dossier to be utilized as evidence in the Russia collusion investigation. The argument erupted into the open with a Brennan surrogate being quoted in the news media this week opposing Comey not long after Attorney General William Barr appointed a U.S. attorney to investigate the origins of the Russia collusion claims. A former CIA official, clearly defending Brennan, shot back at the assertion, instead claiming that it was Brennan and Clapper who opposed a purported push by Comey to include the dossier charges in the ICA. Former Director Brennan, along with former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, are the ones who opposed James Comey's recommendation that the Steele dossier be included in the intelligence report, the official told Fox News. They opposed this because the dossier was in no way used to develop the ICA, the official added. The intelligence analysts didn't include it when they were doing their work because it wasn't corroborated intelligence. Therefore it wasn't used and it wasn't included. Brennan and Clapper prevented it from being added into the official assessment. James Comey then decided on his own to brief Trump about the document. The official was addressing the reported email from Comey fingering Brennan as insisting that the dossier be utilized in the ICA report on Russian interference. Discussing the issue during a segment on Fox News, former GOP Representative Traig Audie said on the story with Martha McCallum that Comey has a better argument than Brennan, based on what I've seen. One day earlier, Gowdy stated on Fox News, "Whoever is looking into this, tell them to look into emails from December 2016 concerning both Brennan and Comey." Gowdy told Fox News, where he is now a contributor, that his comments on the matter were based on sensitive documents that he reviewed while he served as chairman of the Republican-led House Oversight Committee. Contrary to the ex-CIA official's assertion that the dossier was not included in the Intel community's ICA Russia report, there have been testimony and media statements involving key players saying that it was part of the overall assessment. Last December, Comey outright contradicted Brennan's own testimony that the anti-Trump dossier was, as Brennan put it, not in any way used as the basis for the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. In testimony before the House Judiciary and Oversight and Government Reform Committees, Comey stated that material from the Steele dossier was indeed utilized in the IC report. Internally, the FBI referred to the dossier as Crown material. So do you recall whether any quote, Crown material or dossier material was included in the IC assessment? Gowdy asked Comey at the time. Annex A in the report was titled, Russia. Kremlin's TV seeks to influence politics, fuel discontent in U.S. The annex, like the rest of the report, contains the following disclaimer. This report is a declassified version of a highly classified assessment. Its conclusions are identical to those in the highly classified assessment, but this version does not include the full supporting information on key elements of the influence campaign. Comey went on to describe a conversation that he said he had with Brennan about how to include the dossier material in the IC assessment. Gowdy, do you recall the specific conversation or back and forth with then-Director Brennan on whether or not the material should be included in the IC assessment? Comey. Yes. I remember conversation, let me think about it for a second. I remember there was conversation about what form its presentation should take in the overarching document. That is, should it be in an annex, should it be in the body? That the intelligence community broadly found its source credible and that it was corroborative of the central thesis of the intelligence community assessment. And the discussion was should we put it in the body or put it in an attachment. I'm hesitating because I don't remember whether I had that conversation. I had that conversation with John Brennan, but I remember that there was conversation about how it should be treated. Comey's descriptions are at direct odds with a statement Brennan made during May 2017 testimony before the House Intelligence Committee in which Brennan claimed the dossier was not in any way used as the basis for the intelligence community's assessment on alleged Russian interference. Brennan repeated that claim during numerous news media interviews. Comey is not the only former top official involved in the IC report to say that the dossier played a role in the report's conclusions. As RealClearPolitics.com documents, Former NSA Director Rogers wrote in a classified letter that the dossier played a role in the IC's assessment and a dossier summary was included in an initial draft appendix. In a March 5, 2018, letter to House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, Admiral Rogers informed the committee that a two-page summary of the dossier, described as the Christopher Steele information, was added as an appendix to the ICA draft, and that consideration of that appendix was part of the overall ICA review/approval process. Meanwhile, Clapper, who served as Director of National Intelligence under the Obama administration, conceded during a previous CNN interview that the IC assessment was able to corroborate some of the substantive content of the dossier, implying that the dossier itself was a factor. But at the same time, some of the substantive content, not all of it, but some of the substantive content of the dossier, we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources in which we had very high confidence to it, he added. It was Clapper's agency that released the intelligence community report. The purported inclusion of the dossier may help to explain why Rogers' NSA assessed the conclusion that Russian President Vladimir Putin favored Trump and worked to get him elected only with a classification of moderate confidence, while the FBI and CIA gave it a high confidence rating. The dispute comes as U.S. Attorney John Durham has been charged by Barr with conducting a probe of the origins of the Russia investigation. In addition to ICA report tactics, Durham's probe is likely to also focus on the use of the dossier in obtaining a FISA warrant to spy on Page. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.